Hello and welcome to this week's SEC Modcast. This is Jordan Crace bringing you all the latest news in the world of modifications. This week we'll be covering the change board outcomes, open consultations, and our next working group. We presented to the change board two modifications this Wednesday just passed, modification 62 for decision and modification 67 for approval of cost of impact assessment request. Modification 62 aims to tackle the issue regarding northbound application traffic management, where a device may issue alert storms and disrupt the DCC systems. The proposed solution will filter out these alert storms, efficiently managing the traffic on the DCC systems. This modification was sent back for further work on the solution, as it is not practically sufficient for users in regards to alert management. The change board also requested that modification 67 was further reviewed before submitting an impact assessment request. This modification identifies the limitations of the DCC system capacity and will allocate service request volumes to users. When the operating capacity of the system is reached, users will have their service requests throttled if they are exceeding their allocation. Due to the similar nature of these two modifications, the change board suggested that they be further discussed in tandem. There are a range of consultations open awaiting your response. These include our own SEC modifications, Bayes consultations, and requests for views on consequential changes to the SEC resulting from Ofgem switching program. SEC modification proposal 76 is out for modification report consultation. This modification proposes to amend section J to oblige the DCC to take all reasonable steps to gain agreement from the panel for their approach to pursuing non-payment, as well as simply consulting with the panel as under the current arrangements. This will provide clarity for the panel as well as the DCC and how to manage such scenarios in the future, as well as limit the risk of increased costs to be socialised amongst SEC parties in events of default, by ensuring action is taken swiftly enough to prevent this from happening. If you have any comments on this modification, please respond to the consultation by the 3rd of September 2019. Bayes currently have a consultation hosted on our website for you to respond. This is regarding updates to SMETS 2 to include proportional load control specifications. This closes on the 20th of September 2019. And finally, we are still asking for your views on the changes to the SEC that may occur due to Ofgem switching program. You can find our draft legal text under the Change and Release header. We strongly encourage you to take a look, and if you have any comments, to send them to sec.change@gemserve.com. That way we can make any alterations prior to Ofgem's planned consultation in autumn this year. And for our final item for this week's modcast is our next monthly working group. This will be held on the 4th of September and we'll be discussing modification proposal 63. This modification seeks to resolve the issue where approximately 10% of ESMEs have the incorrect network certificate logged. This prevents the actual network operator from communicating with the ESME. The proposed solution is for the DCC to verify the network certificate for that ESME against the registered MPAN. The preliminary assessment has been received back from the DCC and will be the focus point for discussion. As there is only one modification for discussion this month, it will be teleconference based. Please let us know if you'd like to dial in. That's all for now. If you have any comments or queries on any of the topics covered, please get in contact with us and we'll be happy to help out. Until next time.